All right, now it is time for Cover Your Assets with none other than Jim Lynch. Of course, Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and he also talks a little bit about politics. He brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing fine and well.
Well, the kids are
in good fettle.
The sun's out, so we're doing okay.
I was just going to add that the sun is out. It's like it's a miracle.
Right.
What's a miracle is that we live in a country that is still free, even though we have folks trying to enslave us in various ways. Anyhow, let me begin with Michael Steele. Michael Steele, former lieutenant governor of Maryland, and he was the very successful chairman for the Republican National Committee. He was ousted by Rance Priebus, or as we call him, Rancid Priebus. He really did well. Anyhow, Michael comes up because Michael was racially targeted at the conservative convention, Republican conservative convention, and some idiot said, well, the only reason he was selected was because he was black. Michael is black. You probably all know him. He's on television a lot. He's a very good-looking, articulate guy. And the reason I thought of him as the night progressed and I was thinking of how Marshall would, you know, beat me and curtail me on the show, is that Michael, when confronted with this terrible slight at this convention, and then with in an interview with this fellow, what's his name, Matt Schlapp, he handled the situation with such dignity and intelligence, with the idea as a citizen, he wasn't going to give in and allow his, and he was angry, I could see it underneath because I watched him a lot, let his anger go. Rather, he was going to be a good citizen. And it was a very good civics lesson for me. But what impressed me most was, since I've been feeling like I'd like to climb the walls and then something, he helped me to kind of get back a bit to normal. I think Michael Steele should be considered as a possible candidate, long shot candidate for President of the United States in 2020. Not necessarily the Republican Party, and frankly, with the weakness the Democratic Party is showing, I don't know if he should go there. That's all to be determined.
Here's the whole thing with what happened with him. He's not going to run for president. He far more lucrative doing what he's doing now and actually bridging both sides and helping heal country. There's some Republicans out there that, and this is, I watched Michael Steele yesterday, and he was eloquent in his defense. He kept his cool on his radio show, and a good friend of his just absolutely turned on him on air live. Here's what, there's people like Michael Steele and even John McCain and other Republicans. There's just not enough of them. If you take a look at CPAC now and you take a look at CPAC 5 years ago, the party, you can see the Republican Party has been hijacked by the extremists. And it's no longer the Republican Party that they know and that they care about. They're willing to stand up and try to get it back. I don't know if they'll be successful, but I think the way they're doing it is the right way. They're under control, and they're trying to point out that their party is no longer the Republican Party, the conservative Republican Party. And there's plenty of conservatives that are saying the same thing. They just are conservatives that are not active in the party. They are commentators. They are writers. So they are considered part of the establishment by this new breed of Republican. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this all shakes out, because if the Republican Party, you know, the Democrats are the Democrats. They always eat their own, but it's never, ever, ever quite like this. What's going on in the Republican Party now is truly titanic, and it's almost the creation of a new party. And you know what? I think he's going to commit himself, and there's plenty of other conservatives that are going to commit themselves to try to get back control of the party. And they're going to spend the next 2 years trying to do it. Hang on a second.
Sorry. What will be, to me, interesting, following up on that, is if you recall, the Tea Party started, but that whole fringe thing, when was that, 2010?
The Tea Party started to slide, and I always predicted that it would be the end of the Republican Party. I just never thought that the Republican Party would end with the Tea Party, and now they're not called the Tea Party. They're called whatever that other section of the party is. I never thought that the party would allow itself to be taken over, just like the Democratic Party loves progressives, but it's never going to let the progressives take over the party, but the Republican Party really has let itself be hijacked.
Yep. And what's really interesting is that hopefully the press is coming back into
But here's where you're right, Jim, where it's dangerous. It wouldn't be dangerous except that they're the party in power in the Senate, the House, and the presidency. That's where it makes it dangerous, where there's 35 to 40%. It's not a majority of the party, but there's a good section of that party that has hijacked that party and headed us down a perilous road.
Well, let me just put it this way. The Conservative Party, as I see it, and I'm generalizing at the moment, much like Donnie Deutsch said on Nicole Wallace's show the other day, conservatives no longer will basically protect the rights of women, minorities, immigrants. Conservatives used to stand for family values. Conservatives now stand for greed, for feathering their own nest, for paying obeisance to a sick madman in the White House so that they, the conservatives, get power. Those Republicans, conservative or not, who are currently in the Senate and Congress, I will herefore refer to them as the cowardly Republicans. And frankly, I am going to begin to refer to the Republican Party as the party of cowards, because they will not stand up for the United States of America. There is a tape by Polygraph, which hit the internet, I think a few minutes ago, or I don't know when I caught up with it. It confirms the reports in the New York Times and other sources that Russian mercenaries attacked United States forces in Syria within the last 2 weeks. The mercenaries took a good beating, as described on this tape. Where is the President of the United States addressing our troops being attacked by Russians and Russian mercenaries? The mercenaries, who sustain a fair amount of death and wounds, were treated in Russian hospitals. Wake up, America. Trump, if not a secret agent, is so in bed because of his laundering and whatever else he's done, he does nothing to defend our country. A president, as the Constitution states, key is to defend us against foreign powers. Trump is lying down. Trump is not defending us against foreign powers. And you can talk all much you want, Rush Limbaugh, and all you assholes, but this guy is a traitor. And unless you people who voted for him don't recognize it now, you're going to be crying in your beer for a long time when the proof comes out.
All right, now I have to scold you here, Jim. You can't use that word on the radio.
I can't use beer on the radio?
No.
I beg your pardon.
You know the other
I
one.
I know, yeah. As I said it. I apologize for the use of the word A ending in E.
Yeah. And you just need we have to set that limit, no matter. We have to control ourselves on that. But you know what's interesting about this whole situation in Washington, Jim, and I'm a progressive. I used to be a liberal. I'm a progressive. I'm very, very, very progressive, and I'm very upset with the Democratic Party. But and so I left the Democratic Party because they don't want to change to meet what I want. I think what Republicans have to do, conservative Republicans, and I have many conservative Republican friends, is that if they cannot bring back the party into their hands, they've got to leave the party and form another party, form a large enough block, and then go back into the party. Because right now, with the 35-40% of the Republican base, which is solidly behind the president, and the 50-70% of Republican voters, which are solidly behind the president, the true conservatives in the Republican Party that used to represent conservatives have no place to go right now. They really don't, Jim. It's the old proverbial, they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And right now, if they want to stay in power, they have to toe the line. I think sooner or later they're going to have to make the decision to either fight it out and win or lose. That's basically what's going to have to happen, just like in the Democratic Party. You look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is being challenged. She lost, actually, even though she didn't get the nomination. She only received 43%.
You're talking about Dianne Feinstein?
No, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
On top of Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein has her own problems, but Nancy Pelosi also has her problems now with an opponent. There's people in the Democratic Party that are willing to stand up and fight through the proper means. The Republican Party, the coup has already taken place.
Well, let me ask you this. Where are the Republicans standing up to Donald Trump? Are you saying, therefore, that Republicans who are not standing up to Donald Trump are accepting his policies, his behavior, his silence?
I'm saying that because they're political animals, they haven't yet. See, they're not commentators, Jim. If you look at conservative commentators, 99.9% of them have written about this and are totally against what is happening to the Republican Party. They're not elected, though, by the 70-some percent of the people that vote in Republican primaries. It's a lot different. But I'm saying I agree with you. I agree that the people that want to stand up and fight for the party should do what Democrats are starting to do in their party. They're starting to challenge people like Dianne Feinstein, who's got a great track record in the past, no doubt about it, Nancy Pelosi. But the time has come for them to move on. People in the Republican Party have to do that as well.
Well, I differ with you on Feinstein. He's been there forever. He's solid. She's talked up to Trump. She knows how to play the game. And in the crisis that we've gotten coming, a constitutional crisis over the presidency, we need a senior Democrat, not some young guy who wants to throw bombs in terms of the people in his state. The people in his state do very well versus the rest of the country. No, necessarily his doing. Jerry Brown is responsible for that. Jerry Brown, who never was afraid to talk out to anybody and everybody in the name of the people. So I disagree. Dianne should stay. Pelosi should stay. We need senior statesmen.
Well, this is, and by the way,
these new people at 20 and 30 who think they're going to save the world, they have no experience in government and how it works. This is the problem we have with Trump. He doesn't know how government works. We do not need juniors in the government in the next year or so when we are going to have a constitutional crisis, which might be impeachment, which might be a lot of different things.
All right, there are elements with which I completely agree. Just in terms of there needs to be the premium on experience cannot be understated, and the understanding of how things work. And one of the this is my opinion problems of the last 15 years of social media and total screenage is it has created and amplified an echo chamber, but B, it hasn't. It's certainly very good for outrage, but in certain cases, it doesn't show people or tell people how things work. And you need people who have the experience of, you know, how things work and actually shepherding a law through and using the existing system to affect change. And that is basically called democracy, and it's not neat, and it doesn't happen overnight. Have you ever baked a cake with a kid? Do you know what the kitchen looks like? And what I'm trying to say here is if you widen your lens a little bit and you know a little bit of something, then maybe people should stop focusing on the egg on the wall and the cake mix on the floor and start looking at the cake that's going to hopefully get into and then come out of the oven. And I don't, and again, my personal opinion, I don't believe that the journalism industry currently, in a lot of cases, is in a business where it focuses on the different things that have to go into it, because, wow, that's just boring TV. And so you've got a number of conflicting forces at work. And, you know, I just think that everyone could do better getting back to basics.
Well, I can't be that blasé, okay?
Okay.
Well, I cannot be that blasé. The people in this country have decided to be blind, dumb, happy, whatever they're doing, okay? We've got people dying every day on opiates. Nobody's out in the street protesting. The government's doing nothing. By the same token, everybody's celebrating, oh, we can smoke pot now. By the way, I just read the other day as I was doing some study on North Korea. You know, pot is legal in North Korea. You can smoke it like a cigarette. Is that what we want to become? Do we want to become people who kowtow to an authoritarian regime? Well, that's what we're doing by our actions in dealing with these Republicans who've sold us out. And you're going to find out a number of these Republicans, they've been on the take from Russia through PACs and other means. That's why it's not so much easy for them to support Trump. They're afraid. They're afraid to go out and muddy the waters even more. Mueller is looking at Paul Ryan. He's looking at Nunes. He's looking at Rohrabacher in Oregon. This is a bigger thing. Republicans are guilty of a lot more than their laissez-faire attitude.
Well, it's very rare that I disagree with you on that. I just don't. I can't say Republicans in general. I just can't. The country's, you know, the country is to blame if we're in the position we're in, which we are in. You've got voters on both sides that set this up with the election we just went through, and I'll just reiterate what Barack Obama said, which was said before by other people. Elections have consequences. And you can't just blame Republicans. You're going to have to blame Democrats, and you're going to have to blame people. You know, people in states that have Democrats that have lost control of their state houses, that have lost control of their state legislature, and things have been set in motion where you stand right now. So I think that there's plenty enough blame to go around to everybody for the situation that we're in right now.
Okay, let's switch to another topic,
okay,
if we may.
Yep.
I've been contentious enough for one 18 minutes or whatever it's been. Korea. North Korea has approached South Korea. They want to talk. And that's wonderful. And South Korea said, I would hope the U.S. would go easier as we're trying to get this thing done. South Korea, North Korea, I suggest the following to you. One, go to Big Brother China. Tell China, you set the time and place. We'll have a three-part meeting. We don't want the U.S. there. They're obstreperous. They almost caused a war. We in the North are starving. We in the North have basically kept on nuclear because after Libya gave up theirs, we saw what happened to their country. So that's that particular part. Now, moving right along to NAFTA. NAFTA, if I were a citizen of Canada or a citizen of Mexico, I would tell Trump to go stuff it. If I was a citizen of either, I would remind these people who run those governments that China is making inroads in South America, and it would be very interesting if instead of NAFTA, Canada and Mexico went with the Chinese in developing the economies and the business and the reestablishment of power in South America. I do not adhere to the Chinese form of government, but I do adhere to their ability to get things done. And when it comes to the economic arena, they are knocking our pants and socks off. The people of this country will wake up one of these days this year if Trump puts on tariffs. And the Chinese come back and say, oh, okay, well, we'll raise this to happen, we'll raise that to happen. But here's what we're doing. We're selling half a trillion U.S. government bonds. We own a trillion and a quarter. We've been financing you, Trump. We're not going to finance you anymore. That's how serious the situation is. Citizens out there who don't pay attention to the real world of finance, of economies, how things go on, they're going to lose their shirt or lose their job.
Okay. To be continued. I think we are out of time.
We have about 30 seconds left, Jim, if you want to summarize.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm upset this morning, obviously, that, you know, I started in a very positive frame, yes, to be honest. I love you all. I love your kids. I love the United States of America. I volunteered, as did my two brothers, when I served in the military. My father was drafted into the Second World War. Donald Trump, all he can do is play around with porn stars. I love you all. Bye-bye.
All right, Jim. That is Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, as we always say, Jim's opinions are those of Jim, not necessarily those of Robinhood Radio, Tri-State Public Communications, its employees, its volunteers, or its underwriters.